Hey everyone, and welcome back. I've got some pretty big news to kick things off today. Binance just officially announced they're shutting down their dedicated NFT marketplace. It really feels like the definitive end of that wild, speculative NFT boom we all remember.
It's a significant move, and honestly, it reflects a much broader reality. The market has contracted severely. We're talking about global NFT trading volumes plummeting by over 90%. We went from a peak of more than $50 billion down to a projected $5.5 billion for 2025.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie. With razor-thin margins and user activity drying up, Binance is just being practical. They're shifting those resources back to their core, high-demand services like spot trading, futures, and staking.
Exactly. But if we look closer, this shutdown really boils down to four key factors. First, and you touched on it, that speculative trading interest has completely collapsed as liquidity dried up.
It's so true. People aren't just flipping digital assets for quick profits anymore. And then there's the second factor, the practical utility. For most NFTs, it's still really hard to prove what they're actually for beyond digital art or a cool profile picture.
Precisely. Add to that increasing regulatory scrutiny, which has really cooled off institutional investment, and you get the third factor. Then, of course, there's the massive oversupply during the boom years. That created a saturated market that just far exceeds what buyers actually want today.
That's a lot to unpack, but it means real changes for users. As centralized exchanges step back from hosting these niche assets, Binance is going to phase out marketplace support. Everyone will need to withdraw their holdings to external, self-custodial wallets.
And that's a crucial takeaway. This shift really underscores a critical lesson for the whole industry. Relying on centralized platforms for NFT storage is just no longer secure or reliable. You have to take control of your own keys.
But here's the thing I want everyone to hear, and I really mean this with a hopeful heart. The underlying NFT technology is absolutely not dead. We're just seeing the hype settle.
I couldn't agree more. Instead of dying out, the sector is actually maturing. The focus is steadily shifting away from hype-driven speculation toward tangible, utility-driven applications.
I love that direction. So, what does that next chapter actually look like for everyday users?
We're likely to see it center on tokenized real-world assets, cross-platform gaming items, and digital membership or access passes. It's about solving actual problems, not just chasing trends.
That's such a refreshing pivot. For our listeners who are investors or collectors, the immediate priority is clear. Secure your assets in private wallets and get ready for a more sober, utility-focused market.
Well said. The speculative era has definitely ended, but the technology's long-term potential remains completely intact. As long as developers prioritize real-world problem-solving over short-term trends, there's still a lot to look forward to. Thanks for joining us today, and stay secure out there.